The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's our last show before Thanksgiving, Tony. Why do you dress up in that turkey costume every year?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, because I'm not chicken.
Oh, I see what you did there. You look ridiculous, I just want to say.
Yeah, so, but I'm sort of playing along in the spirit of Thanksgiving. There were three costumes up here in the attic.
What are we
doing? I tried each one on. This one actually was best.
What were the other
ones? You can imagine how terrible the other
ones. What else?
They were terrible. No, they were all turkey costumes.
Okay.
I mean, people know, they've watched me for years, they know I'm a turkey. Welcome to the PTI Thanksgiving special, my fellow poultry. In today's episode, we talk college football playoff rankings, the apparent start of the college basketball season, and of course, our turkeys of the year.
Stop
Thank
it.
You so much. But we begin today with Tom Brady throwing a late interception that took Tampa Bay out of play to beat the Rams. The Rams won 27-24, and Jared Goff was more productive than Brady. This is the third time this season Tampa Bay has lost a primetime game. Wilbon, is the headline that the Rams won or that Brady and the Bucs lost?
The Rams won. Nice job, Rams. Now get out of here. So we can deal with what I thought about last night. I watched that game. There were two thoughts I had. One, when the Rams settled for a field goal late to give Tom Brady a chance to win, I even tweeted out stupidly, you left the Golden Boy too much time. And the second thought I had was when the Golden Boy, the GOAT, threw the interception, my thought was, what is Anthony Kornheiser going to say? What sloppy, slurpy excuses is he going to make now for Tom Brady and Tampa Bay losing? He and all the people of his ilk at every network, including this one, who have assured us that the Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady, are going to be in the Super Bowl. What silly, baseless excuses will they offer up now? The floor is yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The hatred you have for Tom Brady oozes out of every pore in your body and has for years. You know why you hate him, and I know why you hate him.
Give
so don't say
excuses.
Anything other than you hate him.
Let's hear your excuses. Well,
let's deal with this for a second. Let us deal with this. The headline, of course, is Brady and the Bucs lose. It's not Bucs lose, because nobody cares for 30 years that the Bucs lose. Tom Brady got there. That is the testament to how great Tom Brady has been over the course of his career that he gets the headline. Now, I am one of those people who thought that they would make the Super Bowl. I've said it a bunch of times, and I'll say it again because I concede it. I don't think that's going to happen now. I look at Tom Brady, and I no longer think he's championship quality. There are some games when he's very good, but you have to be consistent for championship quality. And honestly, what I'm seeing now, Mike, and what others are seeing now, is how he was the second half of last year. And that's just, it's not good enough, and I am surprised, because they've got a wealth of offensive talent there. They really do, and he's not getting them the ball.
Tony, you know what strikes me most about this? And you can say I hate Tom Brady all you want. Tom Brady's the GOAT.
What do you do?
See, I don't need convincing to
so
say
what?
That. He's the GOAT.
You hate him. You
all
hate
right?
him
no,
it's
no,
okay.
I don't. I love to see him play. It's sad to me
you love to make
that
fun
Tom
of him when
Brady,
he loses.
Yes, I do. Just like you make fun of people you allegedly love. I like to make fun of him just because it makes fun of all you people who slurp, slurp, slurp. But when Tom Brady last night, I thought he was going down the field. I know you thought he was going down the field. He threw a pass that didn't even need to be thrown.
Terrible.
You've got two minutes. You don't need to throw that pass. But, Tony, more than that, now when there is a pass rush, when there is pressure coming, he bails in less than 2 seconds. He's not going to – and, by the way, he's 43 years old. I get it. He's not going to stand in there anymore and look for that throw because he's going to throw it at the feet of the nearest eligible receiver so he doesn't get a grounding penalty. Wow. But no, that's not Super Bowl quality, and it wasn't in week one or two or three. It wasn't when they lost the Bears. It wasn't when they got their butts kicked 38-3, and
You're
it
right.
wasn't last night. But it took some of you so long to pay attention.
No. Like, let's be a little bit fair. Just be fair in your criticism. Everybody didn't slurp Tom Brady, and a lot of people, as soon as they lost to New Orleans, certainly for the second time, said this is not going to work. New England is far more diminished without Tom Brady than the Bucs are diminished with Tom Brady. But Tom Brady has not been what I thought he would be there. And I looked for an analogy to make. And I will make it with a guy, one of the very few athletes worthy of being in the same sentence with Tom Brady. And that is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan with the Wizards. He was good. He wasn't very good. He wasn't great.
Right.
And that's where Tom Brady is right now.
Yeah.
That's where he is. And they are in the same sentence and deservedly
so. They are. But it doesn't look good the rest of the way. We'll see. Maybe he can rebound and you guys can get back to Kansas City next.
No, they have Kansas City next. That doesn't look like a win. No.
The first college football playoff rankings come out in about 86 minutes, Tony. The top four are expected to be, everybody knows this, Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Clemson, in whatever order. But there's a lot of intrigue a little lower on the board with a group of five unbeaten programs, including a scholastic utopia, Northwestern. Tony, who could you see actually sneaking in or dropping out of the final four in the coming weeks?
So let's say, first of all, that these final four are absolutely perfect right now because they represent college football. They have the Midwest and the South, and everybody would be happy with this. Who is in the most jeopardy? Alabama has some jeopardy because they got to play Florida.
Florida is really good.
But even if Alabama loses and loses close, the SEC often gets two teams in. Notre Dame is in jeopardy. They got North Carolina, which is ranked as high as five fairly recently. They get Clemson again. If Clemson batters them, they are likely out. But if they beat Clemson, Clemson is definitely out because that's two losses, even without Trevor Lawrence for one of them. I think Ohio State, I hate to say this as much as I love Northwestern, I think they have the cleanest path right now.
Tony, so do I. So we're talking about who goes out. I mean, I think Notre Dame is the team that could be out. I think Notre Dame has a real tough matchup this Saturday with North Carolina. I'm not saying
yes.
I know they're favored and all that. And then if they get another shot.
It's Friday,
at Clemson,
not Saturday. It's Friday.
It's Friday. That's right. Friday. So
yeah,
Tony,
Friday.
Notre Dame, I could see slipping out. I don't think Alabama's going to lose to Florida at all. So I think Alabama and Clemson are in much greater position than Ohio State. As much as I would like to say, oh wait, they're in some jeopardy. Tony, Ohio State looks unbeatable with the rest of that schedule. But if Notre Dame drops out, it leaves a spot for one to move up. That one for me right now, looking in, would be Cincinnati, a team the last few weeks I've started to watch. I mean, their quarterback, the way they play, they've been able to come back from a deficit. They've been able to be front runners and step on you. I think Cincinnati is the team that could go in if Notre Dame or anyone else comes out.
Yeah, see, I see no particular movement for Cincinnati or Brigham Young. Cincinnati is in Ohio. They rank far below on the ladder Ohio State in Ohio, so they don't give you geographic anything. BYU gives you geography, but there's no real following for BYU because they're not Notre Dame as far as I'm concerned. So, I mean,
the people in the room don't care about Cincinnati. They don't even know where Cincinnati is. You know.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't know.
That's why they're not going to put them in. And I don't see any drumbeat for Oregon. And those Pac-12 teams may end up playing only five games.
Too few games, yeah.
Yeah, the college basketball season starts tomorrow. That is for whichever colleges and coaches aren't under coronavirus protocols. It's hard to read when I got this thing and beak in my head. There are about 350 colleges playing, and many of them, if not most, are cleared and ready to go. Wilbon, should college basketball press on just like college football?
Tony, I don't have a problem with college basketball attempting to press on. I don't. I think it could be even more difficult than college football's push is in terms of the number of cases. We see so many programs, you know, having to just bail out of their first games of the season.
That's right.
And so I think of the suggestion that Rick Pitino, hard to say Rick Pitino of Iona, but Rick Pitino of Iona made a couple of weeks ago when he said, you know, let's play this later and get to May Madness. I'd be okay with that too. And Tony, it may get to that. But to answer your initial question, no, I don't have a problem with colleges and the leagues they play for trying to do everything, though I have serious doubts.
So the difference between college basketball and college football right now is that college basketball is still playing these walk-up games to their conference schedule, and college football did not do that. There is no particular reason to play these early tournaments. There's no reason for Syracuse to play Bryant. There's no reason
for that.
So
you would say only league games you would go to that?
That's I would go to that because I think what you have with so many teams dropping out of these initial tournaments and other teams being readjusted in, it's like those UFC fights where the day of, they just put another guy in there. It's a new guy. You'd never heard of this guy before, but the other guy was unqualified or disqualified.
Climbs into the octagon. Let's go.
Conference play is, to me, what matters. You don't care about doubleheaders on aircraft carriers or games in casinos. Conference play, Mike, right? Conference play.
Yeah, Tony, but I want to see some non-conference games. I think the glamour of college basketball came from those games years ago when we'd see, you know, Al McGuire sitting there calling the game and Billy Packer, and you'd have teams that weren't familiar with each other, like UCLA versus St. John's. Or
what if it spreads the virus? What if the virus spreads because you're taking these long trips and small schools, big schools, they don't have the same tests? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying to you, I'd like to see them. But I understand if we can't have them.
Yeah, let's take a break. But coming up, it's our Turkeys of the Year. Does Jakob Poeltl make the cut for forgetting his jersey?
No, there's one guy already. And will we raise a glass to Eric Fisher for his double-fisted celebration?
I got to do a lot of reading on this, and it's hard to get glasses on with this dopey beak.
Oh, they had fun of
honestly,
that? Your costume
this
designers
is hard.
Had
well, I didn't know
that?
The beak.
Huh?
This is just really stupid.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It's time to baste ourselves in our Turkeys of the Year. Will Bond, tell them the criteria.
Criteria? Ain't no stinking criteria.
Feast your eyes on these. Roll them.
Let's eat.
We start with Elijah Moore, penalized peer. Scores a touchdown, lifts his leg, gets flagged. They move the yardage back. They miss the extra point
and
lose the game. Good job.
That's funny. I like that move.
Deontay Wilder, costume complainer. He loses the fight. Then he says it's because his outfit weighed 40 pounds and it tired him out before the fight. Stick your head through a towel like Mike Tyson.
I mean, that thing was beautiful. The costume was,
Javon,
but you know it weighed
Wims,
a lot.
Saint Assaulter. Chicago wide receiver punched the Saints DB two times in case you missed it the first time. Wilbon, defend your boy.
He's in the Final Four. I can't defend him. He's in the Final Four of this turkey shoot.
Kofi Coburn, ref rocker, Illinois center, celebrates an and one, lays out the ref. Oh, that hurts.
That had to hurt. That didn't lie nine. What do you expect from
Novak
Champagne?
Djokovic, line judge leveler. We all remember this from the U.S. Open. He got DQ'd. Managed to stay in the French, though, in a similar deal.
He's in the finals, Final Four, Tony. Joker for that act.
Josh
has got
Donaldson,
to be in there.
Hostile home run hitter. Hits it out, but he's steamed at a strike call earlier in the at-bat. Pushes dirt all over the plate, gets tossed deservedly.
Nah, it wasn't egregious enough to be a turkey of the year. It was just sort of stupid.
Cole Calhoun, baseball butter. Gets caught in a rundown, uses his head to deflect the throw, gets called out deservedly.
That's better than Reggie Jackson. Didn't Reggie
Jim
have a
Jim Crane,
hit?
Insincere apologizer. Listen to the Astros owner.
We had a good team. We won the World Series. I didn't say it didn't impact the game. Basically,
Yeah, you did. Is this guy kidding? Shut up.
Not important enough to be turkey of the year.
J.R. Pace, towel taker, Northwestern DB.
Yeah, baby.
Seen snatching two towels from Wisconsin.
Get what that
about,
towel.
It's a private school. You can't afford towels?
No,
really?
They got those funky towels.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Like
Tiger Tipper. Remember this at the national championship?
Yeah.
He's giving straight cash to LSU players.
Can't go
cash.
Back.
Cash! They banned him for 2 years.
Banned him. A ban. Yes.
Joe Adell, friendly fielder. Big-time Angels outfield prospect. You've got to make this play. Bellinger and Betts make this play. It's
yeah,
awful.
Yeah, I don't want to make fun of guys who have an
Aloy
active
Jimenez, safety net sitter. White Sox left fielder. Runs down a ball twice. Doesn't get it twice. Gives up. Sits in the net.
He didn't sit. He fell into it. His momentum carried him.
Cody Bellinger, dislocated Dodger. How dumb is this?
That
separates his shoulder. Needs an operation.
If we had a category for just dumb stuff, this might lead the way.
Brad Marchand, shootout shanker. He whiffs. He overskates the puck. It's amazing. He's usually in this montage because he licked someone.
Licking makes you turkey of the year.
Bobby
Whiffing
Edwards,
doesn't.
Accidental assister. He's a goalie. Tries to keep the ball in play. It's soccer. He ends up looking like an idiot. What can I tell you?
You just want to take a shot at a soccer player. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Looks stupid. Slurping
Mike
Brady.
McCarthy, Dallas deceiver. Let's go to the tape on this. This
I
is his introductory press conference.
I told Jerry I watched every play of the 2019 season, but I wanted the job. So I haven't watched every play of the season.
Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, everybody's laughing. Anybody laughing at 3-7 now, big boy? I don't think so. Tom Brady, fourth down forgetter.
Yeah.
Admit it, you hate him. You do. Everybody knows it.
No, but you know, four? Four fingers.
Three for the Falcons.
Scream at some more linemen.
Onsides onlookers. Remember this kick? They didn't get on it. Derelict defenders. They become the first team ever to lose two 15-point leads in the fourth quarter and strategically unsound scorers. That's the Todd Gurley situation. Let's get to Todd. What are you doing? What are you running in for? Show me Arthur Blank. Show me dancing on the sidelines, Arthur Blank.
Tell your defense to do some work. Get in the end zone. Get fantasy owners their points, why don't you?
There he is. There's my boy. And finally, Wilbon, your boy, Kevin Cash, ace remover.
Ding, ding,
you're still
ding,
blaming
ding.
Him, right?
We
yeah,
have
you
a
like
winner.
Him the best.
Kevin Cash. He's your winner. He might be your winner next year. That's how ridiculous that move was to remove him from that game, Tony, to remove Blake Snell.
Probably so my winner was Cody Bellinger, actually. And
really?
Then my second guy was Deontay Wilder. Is it just dumb?
Kevin Cash.
Just dumb. That's it.
Kevin Cash,
our
turkeys
of the year.
Award.
Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Rays, talking to the Rays, lose one starter. They could trade away another. Maybe your boy.
Should we really believe that everything is good between John Wall and the Wizards? Why don't we make this the Kevin Cash Turkey Award? Just retire him. Put a Kevin Cash jersey on a big fat turkey.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 82nd birthday, Oscar Robertson. For people of a certain age, like mine, the Big O may well be the greatest all-around basketball player ever. He controlled the game like no other big guard. He could handle, he could pass, he could score, he could rebound, he could defend. What else is there? A three-time National Player of the Year in college at Cincinnati, Olympic gold in Rome, NBA champion in Milwaukee. If you round up, Oscar averaged a triple-double for four NBA seasons. Everything Magic Johnson was, Oscar Robertson was 25 years earlier.
Oscar and Baylor, Tony, are the two guys who are not praised enough. People don't revel in their greatness enough as far as I'm concerned. I was a little kid, but when Oscar was with Milwaukee and playing with Al Cinder, then Jabbar, that's when my father started saying, sit down, shut up, Oscar Robertson. I know he felt a lot of the ways that you do about the Big O.
Happy anniversary, Doug Flutie. On this day 24 years ago, Flutie won his second of three Grey Cups, the Canadian equivalent of the Super Bowl. Flutie was the Grey Cup MVP three times, the CFL MVP six times. He was named the top player in the history of the Canadian Football League. He won the Heisman at Boston College. He has maybe the most famous pass in college football history. Played 1 year in the USFL, then 4 years in the NFL, where Mike Ditka referred to him as Bambi. 8 years in the CFL, eight more in the NFL, including a Pro Bowl season in 1998, and retired at 43.
Tony, is Doug Flutie your favorite college football player of all time?
He's right up there. I mean, Herschel Walker, certainly. I loved Herschel Walker. But Flutie's way up there for me. Has to be, right?
Yes, he's way up there on my list. But I know you were standing in that end zone when he threw the pass to
Phelan. Well, I was in the end zone for that one.
Tiebreaker for you.
Happy trails to Charlie Morton and possibly Blake Snell. The Tampa Bay starting pitching core just got thinner as Charlie Morton agreed to a one-year contract with the Atlanta Braves for $15 million, the same money Tampa declined to give him. And Mark Feinsand of MLB.com reports that Tampa has told teams they're open to trading Cy Young winner Blake Snell, who has 3 years and $39 million left on his deal, which may be too hefty for the Rays. The Angels and Mariners are said to be interested. Another possibility is Kevin Cash got sick of Snell pouting when he took him out of the game.
If anybody's going to be sick of anybody, Blake Snell should be sick of Kevin Cash, and he should say, let me out of here. I'll go wherever I can get back at the manager who took me out of that game and make him, for PTI purposes, the lifetime turkey of the year for a move that set baseball back about 30 years. Please.
It sort of seems like Tampa Bay says we don't even need starting pitchers. We can do it this way, the analytical way. No errors today. Let us go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
More positives with the Ravens today. A reported total of 10 between players and staff, but the NFL says Thursday's game is still on. Your thoughts?
If the Ravens had to play that game like in the 1920s with like 25-player roster, they would do it. Primetime Thanksgiving night. That game's getting played. Wizards GM Tommy Shepard says there's no issue with John Wall and the team. Wall, no comments, and later, you buying some or all of that, Tony?
I'm buying none of that. You're buying none of that. John Wall's on the block. Get out of here. What are you talking about? Daryl Morey, your boy, told Rich Eisen that an NFL team reached out to him about becoming GM. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, just like an NFL team close to me should have reached out to Theo to ask him about being the GM. Yes, it makes sense. Ken Rosenthal reports the Astros are floating Carlos Correa in trade scenarios. Are you surprised by that?
What? What? That guy is a great player.
Great player.
What are you talking
the
about?
Astros.
Stop it. Last one, Boogie Cousins signed with the Rockets. Do you want to make that significant for all our viewers?
Well, if Harden stays and if Westbrook stays and out of small ball, but that's a lot of ifs, and Boogie's coming back from a lot. I wish him well, Tom.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. We are bumped until Monday, knuckleheads. Have a great Thanksgiving. Eat a lot. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Ryan Vasily, shout out. Thanks for the turkey legs. Can't bring it in the attic, though.